Okay, I'm talking to Nick DeGraff. We are in front of the Thomas Administration Building. This is the last day of the fast. Nick, can you tell us why we're here?
Well, we're here because of the lies that have been put out by the administration regarding undercover surveillance. We're here because the administration doesn't seem to understand what a serious issue this is. So we've been really putting this in their face by camping out in the front lawn. And I think they've gotten a strong message from us being out here.
Can you tell me what's been accomplished as a result of this fast and encampment?
Well, I think one thing is that it's definitely sent a message to the administration. It's definitely shown them that we are definitely committed and very serious about seeing a resolution happen and that we're not just making a stink for the fun of it. But I think even greater than that is that we've been able to outreach to the campus community by camping out here and being, you know, in their space for this period of time. And the amazing outpouring of support has been incredible. We haven't had one negative comment against us. We've had many students come by either for information after finding out, you know, agreeing with us, or even just coming by to say, you know, we really support what you're doing. It's been students, faculty, administrators, the people who work here. I mean, it's pretty much everybody but a small handful of administration.
I see a copy of the Collegian over here that has a picture of Ruth Obel Jorgensen on the front cover, and the title is Hungry and Angry. What did the Collegian have to say this morning?
Well, I think they did kind of just a, you know, cursory story of it, but you know, the Collegian basically just reported that we were out here and we were holding strong, and I think their main focus was the fact that, you know, we were getting such positive response and you know, really getting this out there for the campus community. And I think now the campus community actually has a better understanding of exactly what's going on.
There was a report that was handed out, or a statement handed out by the administration on Wednesday, saying that there was only 3 undercover officers. Now they're going from 6 to 3. Has anything new come since that information was handed out?
No, I don't think so. I think they're focusing on just their department, which had, you know, they've always said they've had 3. I think they're kind of ignoring the fact that there was also 3 from the Fresno County Sheriff's Department. What's interesting about that statement is that they turned around and they said, well, we had 3 people in there, but it was for security, which, you know, in a word, is ridiculous. I think to any thinking person who can look at it and go, undercover officers aren't used for security. That's what uniformed officers are for. They're used for investigation. And, you know, also the fact that if there was some security threat against the group and the speaker, the fact that it notified the group or the speaker that there was this security threat, you know, at best is extremely poor police work, and at worst is a complete lie, which is, I think, what it is.
Tell me the group's reason for objecting to undercover officers being at their event.
Well, undercover officers, what happens is that the presence of undercover officers, especially when it becomes realized that they're there, has a chilling effect on free speech. Even in this lecture, there were students attending for extra credit purposes who didn't feel one way or another. But if students know by going to even an extra credit lecture and asking a question, there might be notes taken on you and you may be labeled one way or another, it's going to have a chilling effect on free speech, because students are going to be less likely to step up and ask that question or step up and speak out on what they believe in, which is extremely bad for just the community as a whole. But here in an academic setting, it really just, you know, takes the cornerstone out of the academic process and really just, you know, completely changes the way education is happening here.
Thank you, Nick.
You bet.